Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
It's Friday, and we've got a lot going on here. So much for saying there's no sports. I mean, a week or two ago, we had the NFL free agency. In a few weeks, we'll have the NFL draft. Today, it was the first day that Nick Foles met the Chicago media. Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace also announced that it will indeed be an open quarterback competition.
Isn't that, didn't we have the question amongst ourselves? What did we say earlier in the week when the when they did meet the media, what would they say?
What would they say, yes.
Didn't we? And what did we decide? Were we close to being right on that? I don't remember.
That we like competition in every position, and right. It's going to be no different. I did not think they would come out today and just flat out say, look, this is a good old-fashioned quarterback derby, and whoever we're going to be truthful to everybody. I mean, here, let me play you what Matt Nagy had to say. This is a couple of minutes, but it's good stuff. Matt Nagy today, he's always the most transparent in the press conferences, him announcing what they're going to do.
Number one, what we're trying to do is what's best for the Chicago Bears, plain and simple. That's what it comes down to. And so like I was saying, Ryan and I have had great talks with both of them. What's important and what y'all are going to find out in this process is going to be real simple. It's going to be very transparent and very honest. And so what I thought was really neat when we just talked to Mitch, speaks to who he is you could feel how much of a competitor, and you know it and you see it. He's a competitor now. He's embracing it and excited to get back to work. With that said, part of the conversation that we discussed too was understanding here the big picture. Is I know that Mitch gets a lot of this, but we could have been a lot better coaching. Schematically, and I could have been a better head coach, and then we all know, we can always be better players around him as well. So that's a focus there. But Mitch is really embracing it. He's had an unbelievable personality throughout it. He understands it. All he wants to do is be the best quarterback he can be for the Chicago Bears, and that's what he's going to do as we move on here. Nick, the same thing. I have a history with Nick. I know who he is as a person. He's been great as well. He's a special person, and Ryan and I looked into that, knowing that when this went down, and I think that's very important that we don't lose sight of that as we go through this competition. He's been in this position before, and he's handled it great. I personally went through it with him in Kansas City, a little different, but I know obviously who he is. It's going to be a process evaluated over time. And it, like Ryan said, it's a collaboration of Ryan, some of the guys on his staff, myself, and then along with Bill Lazor, Dave Ragone, John DiFilippo. And those guys all have extensive background with quarterbacks, and we're looking forward to that. We're not there yet. You guys will have questions, but we'll have a great plan on how to evaluate it. And then ultimately what it really comes down to is winning, scoring points, physical and mental toughness. And then obviously command and leadership with some other things.
And he basically said everything there, Waddle, where he talked up both. And then he also said what a lot of our callers say, that he needs to be better and the position players around the quarterbacks need to be better as well.
Yeah. I thought Matt, that was the message at the end of the year. I think when they were in Indianapolis for the combine and he took responsibility, he said, look, it's not fair to the players to ask them to fit into my system. I've got to do a better job of fitting my system around the strengths of my players. I was glad that to hear Coach Nagy assume some of the culpability for how things went last year. So, I think familiarity is a huge component to this. I think it's why they brought in the coaches they brought in, and I think it's a huge component to why they decided to bring Nick Foles in via trade.
And then we'll play some Nick Foles here coming up. If you want to react, the Bulls, again, too, are in on this as well. It seems that they're going to come up with a decision here sooner rather than later, according to Woj. I don't think I have reread this since an hour or two ago. But Woj tweeted at the beginning of the show that the Bulls are doing are going to start this search where they are looking for the ultimate decision maker in the front office. So not that John Paxson is going to continue. He has been an advocate for changing things up, but it doesn't sound like that John will be the boss, but he will be an advisor to Jerry Reinsdorf, and whoever they hire will be the boss.
And that's fine by me. I get the impression that the guy that they hire is going to have final say in basketball decisions. If Jerry Reinsdorf, it's his team, if he wants to keep John on the staff to fill a different role, I mean, who is it? You know, who am I to say that that's a bad decision by the owner?
The initial tweet said, story filed to ESPN, the Chicago Bulls have started a formal search process to hire a new top executive with full authority on basketball decisions. Sources tell ESPN there's a whole story about it. And we'll see where this goes. It sounds like they have a lot of the big names in mind, at least who are like second rung under the leaders.
You know,
Sam Presti may not be on the list, but guys who are like the second in command at all the top organization from Denver and Toronto and maybe Miami and so on and so forth.
Yeah. So I mean, it's all good news in my world.
So I tweeted out the poll question too, Waddle. Will the Bulls get this right? How do you believe fans are voting with 3,000 voters so far?
I'm going to bet that the fan base in general is so scarred that there's no chance that it's going to be better than 50% saying that they got it right.
83% saying no, they will not get it right. But I will give them credit. The way this sounds, it sounds like everything we've wanted, that I've wanted personally.
Yeah, and so, while you may not get Presti or you may not get the guy in Toronto, maybe you get the next one of those guys.
Also on the Toyota Twitter poll, you visit your Chicagoland Toyota dealers. They're with you through thick and thin, and we appreciate the partnership with our Chicagoland Toyota Dealer Association. What are you happier about? The Bears quarterback competition that they're fully admitting. It's a quarterback competition. It's open. We're going to be transparent. Or the Bulls executive search that a lot of people have been waiting for. The Bulls fans are flooding the voting box at 62%, 38% saying the Bears quarterback competition. Let's take a couple calls here. Mitch in Lincoln Park, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good.
So basically, I just think that Nick Foles is a much better quarterback than Mitch Trubisky. I think he's going to win the competition. It's not going to be very close. And then, unfortunately for Mitch, I think he's going to end up out of the league after that. I don't think anyone's going to want to take a chance on it.
Wow.
But for real, the real reason that I was calling, guys, is so when you guys were on in the morning, so obviously at least five or more years ago now, do you guys remember, like, asking people at one point for, like, some random thoughts about things that you would never say out loud or that you would never actually do?
Probably. That sounds like a goofy topic we'd come up with, yeah.
Probably.
Right, something you don't want to admit, but now you can anonymously or something like that?
There's something along those lines. But I was just wondering if you guys remembered, I had called in, that's the only other time that I've ever called into you guys. I listen to you guys religiously, really appreciate the content you guys bring. But I had told you guys that the thing that I always think of when I'm riding in the car with my brother is that I think of what would happen if I stuck my fingers in his nostrils and then I was able to throw him through the windshield. What would happen?
This is kind of like what would happen if I went under the rope at the U.S. Open.
Maybe
right?
this was spurred by you admitting that. Yeah.
That could have been.
It could have been. I don't know.
So you still do, you think about that, picking him up with your fingers in his nostrils while he's driving and throwing him out the window.
Oh, no, while I'm driving.
Oh, you're driving.
While
I'm driving.
Look, he's in the passenger seat.
Like, jeez. Do you have a good relationship with your brother?
I love my brother to death, and that is why we talk about those type of things.
Wow, that's great. Mitch, thank you.
It's fantastic.
No, thank you, guys.
I love it. Thanks for listening, too. You want to take C-Red Fred, see where he is on all this? C-Red Fred, you're on ESPN 1000.
Oh, guys, how you doing, man? What a time to be pumped, huh?
Are you hanging in there? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I mean, this has been a rough time. You know, my wife unfortunately got laid off, unfortunately. Mm. But, you know, I'm still working and we're still hanging in there. But, you know, everybody's, you know, struggling in this environment. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel. We'll get through it. We've always got through it. World War II, King Kong Bundy, Vietnam. We got through everything. We'll get through this.
Okay.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, hanging
as good
in.
As can be.
Good, man. I, first of all, I want to thank you guys. I just listening to the pod, I haven't been able to listen live all the time. It brightens up everyone's day. So on behalf of Chicago, thank you guys for doing what you're doing, because it's still a great listen. Well, let's talk about the beloved. How about this,
the
man?
The Bears?
No. The How dare you? a new decision maker. Pax is out, and I love Pax. He saved me from the mess that Jerry Krause left. But, you know, I think it's about time for a new direction. How excited are you guys on a scale of 1 to 10 about the new direction of the team?
I'm like 1 to 10. I'm probably a 7.5 or an 8. Yep. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I will give them this blank slate, and I want them to go all in. Allow the guy to be the ultimate decision maker. Allow him to build up this front office like a true front office where, again, like you're paying a guy like Zach LaVine $20 million. To redo the entire front office will be much cheaper than that with scouts and technology and everything like this. All that goes into all player acquisition and everything you do going forward. It's what the Cubs did with their Dominican facility, with their spring facility, with their minor leagues. They built it up, their scouts, the way they change things. And, Fred, if they do that, and if Michael stays out of the basketball process, and if they can go over the luxury tax and they can be bold, then I'm in. Then I'm in.
With Coby White exploding into stardom at 20 years old, with Zach LaVine an almost all-star, Wendell Carter Jr. is going to be all NBA first team defense in 2 years, we're on the verge of a second dynasty.
All right.
We're going all the way in 3 years. I'm telling you, I believe it. By the way, I got an article coming out next week on NBC Chicago, 7 most overrated Bulls. Who's your most overrated Bull of all time?
Kirk Heinrich's one of them. I know we see eye to eye on that.
Yes.
We see eye to eye on that.
He didn't make number one. How about you, Tommy? Who's your most overrated Bull of all time?
The most overrated Bull of all time?
I got Jordan. Coaches on the list. I got assistant coaches on the list. I got general managers on
is
the
Phil
list.
Is Phil on the list? Is Phil on your list?
No, no. He's close, though. I mean, I like Phil. He did a great job managing Dennis Rodman. Very few. People forget. Dennis Rodman, Google what he did with his shoes in San Antonio in the playoffs. That guy had burned every bridge that was out there, and Phil managed a very difficult personality, a very difficult situation, as good as you could possibly do. That trade worked because of Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson. The weight and of Michael Jordan and his reputation kept Rodman in line, and it worked out. But it didn't work out because of Krause. It worked out because of those two. So.
Would Ben Gordon be a good choice?
Ben Gordon's the second most underrated player of all time.
Well, but
what are you talking about?
Well, wait a second. Wait a second. Where was he drafted?
Ben Gordon was the 3rd overall pick.
Okay. What did they win with him? What did they win with
Tommy? Kirk, what do we win with Kirk Heinrich?
Kirk was what? Kirk was 7th? What was Kirk drafted?
He was 7th overall. Hold on one second. I'm going to throw out a stat for you. Ben Gordon never, in his 5 years with the Chicago Bulls, he never shot less than 40% from the three-point line. He was ahead of his time. If Ben Gordon was playing in today's game when they're firing up threes with reckless abandon, he'd be one of the best players in the league.
But what did they win with it, Fred? He was the 3rd pick of the draft. What did they win with it?
He averaged 20-plus points.
So does Zach LaVine.
What did we win with Derrick Rose? I mean, like, that's ridiculous.
We got to the Eastern Conference Finals with Derrick Rose.
Don't tear down Derrick Rose.
I'm not dissing Derrick Rose. I'm naming great players that we didn't win anything, but we got to the second round. We won 6 games. Ben Gordon was a fantastic player.
Well, listen,
he's one of the most underrated players.
Fred, I'm not going to the mat on it. You ask who do I think, and I'm trying. You know, this wasn't a question I was prepared for today.
Well, so
I'm trying to think of one. And what I'm doing is I'm putting where the guy was drafted, and then based on where
you
he
know
was
who Fred's going to have on his list is Tibbs.
That's not foolish.
You
Why
know
is that
him.
Foolish?
He's a Tibbs hater.
Well, I'm not a Tibbs hater. I love Tibbs, but you cannot ignore the fact. Listen, I was just going, guys. I got to.
We got to run. We're up against the clock, Fred.
This is a great story.
Well, when the story comes out, call back. Okay.
I love you guys.
We love you too. There's C Red Fred.
And I know you're a Ben Gordon guy too.
I am a Ben Gordon guy, but I have him properly rated. He was never an all-star. He was a nice player.
3rd overall pick.
Yeah. I mean, look, you could do worse. You could draft Eddie Curry. could draft Tyrus Thomas.
There you go.
You know what I mean? As far as if you're going on draft status. Yeah. All right. We'll hear from Nick Foles coming up next.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
So Nick Foles is a member of the Bears. He's in the fold. And he spoke today for the first time as a Bear, at least about football, because he did speak to Chase Daniel, but they didn't talk any football, really. Here's a good one, Waddle. Get to know Nick Foles. Here he speaks about what Nagy and Pace told him about what the competition is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, probably the same as Coach Nagy and Ryan Pace just had with y'all about it. You know, being an open competition. Just going in there, want to do what's best for the team. Obviously, you know, Mitch has been there for several years and knows this offense really well, the Chicago version. And you know, but I'll be, you know, competing, but it'll be a healthy competition. You know, Mitch and I've already talked, and you know, we want to start out on the right foot because ultimately it's about the Chicago Bears. It's not about the ego of the quarterbacks. And I think that gets, you know, the quarterback competition becomes such a big thing in the NFL, which, you know, it is. Quarterback's an important position, but ultimately we have to do what's best for the Chicago Bears. So having a healthy quarterback room will be a big part of that. But him and I were able to start out on the right foot with our discussions. And ultimately it's just going in there and doing our jobs and supporting each other. And, you know, the guy who can lead the team will lead the team. And no matter who that is, like if it's Mitch, I'm going to be there to support Mitch. And I know that if it's me, Mitch will be there to support me. But yeah, it's, you know, competition. Obviously, I'm the new guy coming in. But I, like I said, I'm excited to be a part of the Chicago Bears organization and family, and I'm grateful for the McCaskey family for allowing me to be a part of their team and be a part of this city. So truly grateful to them and Ryan Pace and Coach Nagy for, you know, making this happen.
He's a pro's pro, isn't he? He knows what to say.
He knows where the ball's supposed to go. He knows what to say. Everyone talks about how great a teammate he is and a good guy that he is. And, you know, I'm not advertising him as the second coming of a young Aaron Rodgers, but your quarterback room got better.
Yeah. You want to hear what Ryan Pace thought about signing Jimmy Graham? Isn't that the one that we questioned?
Yes.
What did you think I was going to do?
I didn't know if this was on tape or this was going to be live.
No, this is real Ryan Pace. Okay. This was today because Pace met the media too.
Hey, Hub. Yeah, with Jimmy, I think with Jimmy Graham, I think it's a good example where we're all connected on a vision for a player with our team. So, you know, it starts, Hub, you had the physical evaluation on the player. Obviously a guy, you know, we know well. But then you had the fit within our offensive scheme. And I just think there's a lot of discussions on how to best maximize Jimmy Graham in this offense. And that's with Matt and all of our offensive coaches and our scouts. And we're all really excited about him being a Bear and how we're going to maximize him. So it was just a thorough process into how he fits. When you talk about the tight end room in general, you know, look, we know we have a lot of tight ends on the roster right now. It's something we're working through. We know we have some decisions to make across the board, really, at that position. But we aren't there yet, but we're definitely happy to add Jimmy to this offense and also Demetrius Harris to this offense. I know that was a while ago, but that's a good addition for us as well.
I mean, do you really think that Jimmy Graham can play the Zach Ertz role in this offense with Nick Foles? I mean,
I think that's aggressive and a lofty goal to set. The guys that are currently on this roster at that position, not all of them are going to be here when the season kicks off, if it does kick off. I was saying earlier last week that they have like $15 million tied up at tight ends. I believe it's closer to 20 to 22 million.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot. It's when you add up everybody.
Right.
Right.
So my guess is you know, there are, not everyone's going to be there on opening day. I don't know if it's Shaheen. I don't know if it's
Shaheen
Trey
won't
Burton.
Be there. Yeah. Mellor's nodding too. No, Shaheen won't be there, right?
He can't be. Really?
I don't. I wouldn't think so, what? Jeff. But I don't know.
Like, I think Trey Burton's going to be on the roster, right?
Yes,
I would think so.
Like,
because there's no benefit in cutting him.
Exactly.
Is there?
Exactly. I mean, none of us know how healthy Trey Burton will be until we actually see him running and playing. But he, like, I don't like Graham and Burton together might be able to be, you know, a decent combination of pass catching tight ends.
There are some people that believe that Burton thrived in a scenario where he was second fiddle to Zach Ertz, where the spotlight isn't necessarily on him. He doesn't have to be the best tight end on the field.
To me, so he thrived, though, in his first eight games here.
He did. He did.
You know, like, I mean, if you give me that production from Trey Burton next year, I'd be happy if he could do it all year.
You knew how I felt. I thought it was the best free agent signing they had that year because I thought he fit what Matt Nagy wanted to do with the tight end position perfectly. And I think, as you mentioned, you saw a lot of that in the first 6, 7, 8, 9 games. And then maybe this has just been all about the injuries. Don't know. If he's healthy, he may be able to bounce back and be that guy that we saw when he first got here.
Greg Braggs, our buddy Greg, you're on ESPN 1000.
What's up, boys?
How are you, Greg?
Riddle me this, Pat.
Man, I was terrible at this whole bring in a celebrity thing. It was a total bust for me this week.
You tried to get a bunch of people, but no one really responded.
No, every person I'd send a text to, I'd be like, I'm friends with Tom Waddle. It didn't work. None of it worked.
Who did you try to text?
Well, I started with, like, Ashton Kutcher. He was, like, the big Bears fan.
That's a tweet, not a text, a tweet.
No, I DM'd him. I tried DMing on Instagram. I think that's the best route. Then I went to, like, I've been trying all week to get Adam Rank to call you guys because he's such a huge Bears fan. I thought he wanted to talk to Tommy Waddle, but he's too busy, apparently. Who else heck? I had all sorts of people. None of them worked.
Waddle, tell him the story how you and Ashton Kutcher spent some time together.
Oh, we did at Brian Urlacher's 30th birthday party.
I tried. I tried to get a hold of your buddy, but he's you know, big time in me, apparently. I'm not big time enough.
He was playing poker at that event. I was not playing poker with him, and I don't think it went well, so I think he was a little disappointed.
And I've been trying to get the mayor to call in all week, and that didn't work.
Right. Yeah, she's got bigger things.
The only celebrities I know are you two and Cap. Can I get Cap to call before the show ends?
Oh, you know Cap well. Cap would do that.
Call us.
I win the contest.
Well, I just want to say, as far as this Bears thing is concerned, I'm very happy with what I heard today because ultimately that is what's best for the team is may the best man win. I am happy they're going to let Mitch get the first reps. And the whole time when me and Waddle were on the other night, like a week ago, talking about this, you know, Nick Foles to me is the most ideal guy to be with him because it gives him a great chance to succeed. You heard Nick Foles say he's going to be there for him. And I've heard other quarterbacks say how much Nick Foles had an impact on him. Then you add that with John DeFilippo, who I've also heard does a great job with all the quarterbacks in the room. He treats each one of them like the starter. I just think those are good dividends for the entire quarterback room. Now, I know I'm a Mitch Trubisky guy, but I just think overall that spells good for the Bears. And not handing the keys to either one definitely spells good for the Bears. You know, may the best man win. Not going to have this, you know, circus at Bourbonnais. It's going to be more of a controlled atmosphere if we get one. And that'll be my biggest question is if we get one, but that's a ways away. But you guys have a good weekend. I wanted to get my spiel in. I can't let you go without Greg for a whole week.
How's your wife doing? Your wife doing all right as a nurse?
Me and Jenny and Eddie are out in the front yard right now. We're playing. Eddie's climbing in the water table. We're having fun.
Very nice.
He's yawning in the background. So you guys have a good one.
All the best, Greg.
Stay safe and healthy, buddy.
There's a buddy, Greg. Yep. Big Bears fan. His wife's a nurse, too.
Yes.
I said that to someone, too, the other day. Like, all the medical workers, too, even, like, if you're not fighting coronavirus and you're still going to work, there are still a lot of other illnesses that people need to be taking care of.
Course,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
And for them to go to work and it's still very risky and doctor's offices and everything they do, shout out to them, too. Like, all these people who are the true heroes that we do need to honor when all of this, like we got to do, was it Gene Greco came up with the idea? Someone came up with the idea, line them up like they're the all-stars, like the baseball players on the field.
Listen, people forget, I mean, heart disease and cancer and all of the other ailments that many, 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 many people are dealing with, those didn't go away. So, you know, there are patients that are needing to be attended to with regard to the coronavirus. And then there are others who are also needing the assistance of the healthcare workers. So the entire profession has been pushed to the limit. There's no question.
All right, Marky is Lysoling down his console, and he joins us here in just a few minutes.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
There ain't no sunshine because he's gone. The great Bill Withers passing away today at the age of 81. Man, I'll tell you, that really hurts. Other great songs like Use Me Up, Lovely Day, Lean On Me. Wow, if some of you listeners don't know who he was or what he did, great songwriter, great singer, Google or YouTube his appearance on Saturday Night Live several years ago. I mean, it's just riveting.
Just listen to his voice. I mean, such a great, distinctive voice.
Yeah, Tommy.
Bring it up.
Unbelievable.
And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. And I know.
That's good stuff right there. Did he sing the original Lean On Me? Because that's been done
a
lot.
Yeah,
absolutely. He was the original?
He was the original. Is the original.
That's such a great song.
And a lot of people have asked him to come on their shows over the years, and he's had a lot of, you know, emotional, depression issues, stuff like that, staying in his house long before COVID-19. You know, he had a lot of issues off stage, but wonderful man. Awesome.
Made an impact on your life, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Huge.
Waddle is at his house doing the show. Marky and I are in our first Midwest Bank studio.
Do you guys have a wine cooler there?
No.
Wine fridge?
You know, they
it's funny because I do.
Well, I have a fridge in my office.
Do you have wine in it?
No.
We've got wine and booze in our office, but I've got to drive home, so I cannot.
Look at you, Mr. Responsible.
Yes.
And Tommy's got to drive to the kitchen. That doesn't stop him.
Yeah. So what are you drinking?
Just a simple $18 bottle of Cabernet, Simi Valley from the Alexander Valley wine family.
What are you tasting here? What do you taste? Let's take a sip.
What do I taste? Yeah. I taste wine. Brother.
Yeah. You taste a little what? Blackberry? Yeah. What do you taste?
Just
a hint of chocolate and a little oak and a little dirty dumpster. Yeah.
Dirty dumpster.
Yeah. Rotten banana
peel. Good. It's good. It's you know, it's got a nice bold flavor for a moderately priced Cabernet. I like it.
Mm. All right, so Marky, who do you think is going to win our contest? Mike Thomas, our boss, is going to call the show at 5:45. You've got the list, right, Abdallah? Can you read these all for Marky? The biggest name drop competition. And Waddle, I want to know who you think is going to win too. We don't know our boss well yet. So I don't know which way he's going to go.
Sylvie said that, Mike. Sylvie said.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's it. I just think
Mike is a fan of music.
Good.
Like, so I think Dennis DeYoung has got a chance here.
And he's a hockey fan too.
And he's a hockey
fan.
And
he used to work in Boston. And where's Mike?
So Kyle Calder. So Kyle Calder's got a chance.
Well, Kyle Calder called in yesterday.
Jeez.
Mike Ruzioni called in today.
Well, Mike Ruzioni, to me, that's number one for sure.
All right, go over the list.
So Jim Peterik from Survivor.
That's not bad.
That's who let us off. Rudy.
Jim Peterik.
Peterik. Sorry.
Come on. You're confusing him with Peter Cetera of Chicago.
I think Jim is actually Mark's stand-in at times for different ABC 7
events. Yes, he is.
Rudy Rudiger, that's the real Rudy, not Sean Astin. Rudy Rudiger called in. Hank Azaria, Mike Singletary, Patrick Renna, that's Ham Porter from The Sandlot, if you don't know that.
Yes.
Chris Cluey, the American Airlines, the person that tells you what to do before they take off, how to put your seatbelt on, how to put the mask on the person next to you, and then yours, or vice versa.
He keeps getting this wrong. Who gets the mask first, you or the person next to you?
You do.
Yeah, I like taking care of others, but I'm not selfish.
See, you would
can't take care of others if you're passed out.
No, Jim Adam Palmer would just put the mask on himself and not help anybody.
Yeah, okay.
He'd take the other mask.
Time out. Just make sure that this goes to Whitney. Okay, that this sound of him talking about him you know, it's going to go to Whitney. So no, she understands who he is.
Yeah, no, she knows that I would take care of her first.
That's
before
my point.
I take care of myself.
I'm looking to get you a little,
The science tells you to take care of yourself first.
The science, that the only reason that you would think that you have to go first is because that's what airlines have been telling you for years. It's a scheme.
The reason the airline is telling you that is because you may pass out before you can help someone
else. That's fine. You help you don't help your kids before you help yourself. That's fine. Whatever. American Airlines spokesperson called in. Jim Palmer, smooth as the day is long, Jim Palmer.
Look at that, how we're describing him. Smooth as the day is long.
You know what? He
in
was
his
smooth.
Underwear. Ooh.
Yeah. Mark DiCarlo, a comedian in Windy City.
All around nice guy.
Live appearance.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, Seinfeld. Yeah.
Break. Tale of the Century.
Junior Bridgman called in.
NBA.
Wow, Junior Bridgman.
Did you know this, Waddle? Like, Waddle didn't know this. I looked it up.
He's worth a couple $100 million.
He owns like 100 different Wendy's and I think Chili's restaurants, too.
If I'm not mistaken, guys, when he was playing, I think he went and did internships in the fast food industry, like at Wendy's, so that at one point when he got done playing, he had the in, and then look what he's done.
That's exactly correct, because we did a story with him. I believe he was on the Bucks.
Didn't Ron Artest do that with Best Buy?
he was a good player too. The Bucks, I think, retired his number.
Yeah.
Mike Vlamis from Roswell called in. Gilbert Gottfried called in. Dennis DeYoung of Styx called in.
Did you hear Dennis DeYoung yesterday with us?
No, but
fantastic.
I know he's great because I remember when we do live shots on the sidelines of Soldier Field for all the Bear games, every game, Styx would sing the national anthem a lot. So I would talk to him in the end zone
What a great guy.
He was awesome.
I listened to Styx with my wife last night because he was on the show. Oh,
because
cool.
You were hammered.
I had
he was crying.
Crown Royal.
Yeah.
Which, whose mask did you put on first?
Whoa, time out. You didn't have just Crown Royal. Crown Royal was the last thing you drank.
No, the last thing I drank was
Rum chata,
yes.
So you pop the cork. Do you serve yourself first or you serve your wife first?
Herself quite fine. Yeah.
Mark, listen to what Sylvie's like drink menu was.
So I had a tall Tito's and soda to start. Didn't do the trick. Didn't feel good. Like, it tasted okay, but it just, I'm like, this isn't my escort for the night. Not going to ride with this for the night. Yeah, so I said, I'm changing it up. Let's get a small glass. Let's put some rocks in there, and let's get filled to the top with Crown Royal.
Wait a minute. You can't go clear and then go brown.
Sure I can.
No.
I can do whatever
disgusting.
I want.
Did you have any wine?
No wine. Two glasses of that, full glasses, and then a full glass of rum chata as a dessert.
Haven't you learned from high school?
I'm fine. I mean, I look
That's
a little tired.
That's the perfect combination for spinnies, twirlies, and puking.
No. I had none of the above. I
don't understand
just
the rum
sticks
chata.
Dancing at the end of the night.
Wow. I don't get the rum chata. Anyway, where do we leave off? Dennis DeYoung. Astronaut Nicole Stott called in.
Wow, astronaut's huge.
Did you listen to her?
She did a spacewalk.
Incredible.
I saw
one of my favorite interviews
of
all time.
Oh, that's great.
Miguel Cervantes called in. He is Hamilton from Hamilton, like the Hamilton.
Yep.
Yeah. Roy Wood Jr. called in, big Chicago Cubs fan, comedian from The Daily Show. Kyle Calder called in. Get it?
ABC line.
You know, that's tough.
We're not done yet.
Yeah, Frank Calabrese Jr. called in. The mobster son called in. He did 3 years before.
And you know, his stepson was a goalie on my son's hockey team.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Did he take lines on the games? Bobby Douglas called in.
Oh, you better get in the witness protection.
Not making any jokes here.
He's already a
snitch. No jokes
here. Bobby Douglas called in. Jeff Lowe called in. That would be the guy with the bandana who bought the zoo and the Tiger King.
Yeah.
Clay Harbor called in. He's from the Bachelor. He played in the NFL, played in the XFL. Andre Royo is Bubbles. Bubbles from The Wire called in.
Did you watch The Wire?
A few episodes. Yeah, I know who he is.
You can't just dabble in The Wire? I can't stay. Why?
I can't binge watch.
He also told us that he was on Empire, so he asked him about Jussie Smollett.
Oh, yeah?
He also swore
How'd that go?
A lot.
Yeah, he swore. What? The F word, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he jumped.
That's what I thought you guys were going to kick him off.
He kept upping it.
We got a lot of dumping.
Apparently,
he went double barrel, too. He went soft swear and then with the F-bomb.
That's the reputation Jason Statham has, that he swears so much.
Oh, really? Yeah, you got to watch out.
On and off set.
Good thing Jason Statham didn't get a tweet from one of our listeners.
No. I would have loved to have had.
Speaking of swearing and calling people's names, can I interrupt this list for a second?
Sure.
Everybody wants Rex Ryan's job because he called Amari Cooper a turd. I mean,
I didn't know that.
He came out and apologized.
Well,
he said it wasn't the right thing for him to do.
Look, you know, here's the thing. Rex is only guilty of trying too hard to be controversial and funny at times, okay? So, you know, he was being very emphatic. He doesn't like the guy. He doesn't think he works hard. Thought he was overpaid. Thought the Cowboys made a big mistake.
I thought it was weird that he called him a turd, too.
Yeah, though, that came out of nowhere, but you just let it go. It's not a swear word. It's like a lowercase bad word. It's like on the second run.
No, you're right, but it's
can't go personal.
Word,
yeah.
Yeah, it got personal. Well,
but I don't know if it's a fireable offense.
That's half my career going personal.
Speaking of going personal, Glennon Rush called in. I don't know why that's going personal. Mike Ruzioni called in.
I enjoyed that.
Another Bachelor contestant called in. Chris Bukowski for Chicago native called
big,
in.
Big Gene Greco fan.
Really?
Love he wants Gene you on Greco. The Bachelor. Yeah, wants you on The Bachelor.
Wow.
As we and then, do. Of course, we
I'm
ended
I'm going to have to drop 20 and get tight.
With Colin Egglesfield, friend of the show.
Yes. Caught up with him.
See, I went right with the Ruzioni, but after I heard 30 more, wow, it's got a tough choice.
Like, I think it's between, here's what I think. I think it's between Dennis DeYoung, the astronaut, I also believe Hank Azaria is in the team photo. And just because Cap belly aches so much, Jeff Lowe, for some reason, will be in.
Well, he's the I new, don't think that's, he's the I new don't hot know. Thing, but he's not going to sustain.
What about, I don't think that's going to happen.
What? No consideration for Gilbert Gottfried?
No. Uh-uh.
You know what I'd like to know?
I think he has the most followers of anybody on Twitter of all the people
and he
you
has
listed.
A great podcast. It's fantastic. He has a lot of quirky guests on from Hollywood, producers, writers, directors, old, obscure actors. He's a big horror film guy.
You said horror?
Horror film okay, guy. Yeah, you I want to know is I'd love to get him on and ask who replaced him as the Aflac duck when he got fired.
Gee, Cap always tells this is another the wheel of Cap as Pat calls it. I believe
the wheel of Cap.
I think Cap tried out for the Aflac duck.
Oh, stop.
He almost got it according to him. You never heard this story?
I've never heard the story.
Oh, yeah, he also rejected Sheryl Crow.
Yeah. All right, we'll find out the winner of our contest with Marky next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Want to thank Meats by Lens. Go to eatangus.com to get direct to consumer delivery. And all those great protein packs. We've got $500 from them. Author, thank you to Hawthorne Racecourse and Club Hawthorne, $250 gift card from there. This has been a slam dunk. It's been fun. We found out about people we didn't know a lot about. We've met new people, maybe friends of shows in future time. It's been fun in a week where we've had some sports, but it's certainly provided us some knowledge on things that we normally would not talk about.
I got to tell you, I'm loving this, and the listeners love it too, according to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, everything else. It's really nice to talk about other stuff, to go it down is. That rabbit hole and just do a bunch of trivia with movies and all kinds of stories that we've had over the years. I think it's great stuff.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
Let's go to our boss, our market manager, Mike Thomas, who is on the line. I believe he's making his on-air debut right now.
Mike, who's your favorite? Who's your favorite, Mike? Mike, who's your favorite?
Well, I there's got to be a little bit more buildup than that.
definitely not Sylvie, then.
first off, guys, I'm holding my beer up. Cheers. We made
Cheers.
It through another week.
Great. Yeah.
Let me get my wine glasses in the air as well, boss.
I'm still working, so I have ice water.
Yeah, well, you know, look, we got to be smart during this time, but we also can't lose our sense of humor. And you guys are doing a great job of making everybody laugh. So nice job, and we'll get through this.
All right. Before you give us your final decision here, how much have you gone back and forth, if at all, this week on who is the leader?
Oh, I've gone back and forth quite a bit. And I've also been, you know, walking around like I was doing earlier today and kind of polling everybody and just seeing what you know everybody kind of feels about how the week has gone. I mean, first off, let's say thanks to the fans because there's been almost 30 celebrities that have called in this week. Mm-hmm. This is just a 1 week contest, and we've had almost 30 people call in. So thank you to the fans for doing that and playing along.
Amen. Yeah, but, amen to that.
And also, just so you know, some of your teammates have been trying to persuade me. So
it doesn't surprise really? Us. Yeah.
Cap.
Cheater.
Yeah, I may or may not have got a call from Cap about 45 minutes ago.
Oh, God.
He promised to get your name tattooed on his other bicep if you go with this guy.
As soon as he gets a bicep.
Oh, wow.
All right, so do you guys want my top three starting at number three?
I like this. Yes, let's build the drama.
Okay. Well, the person we were just talking about felt like this should be the winner, but I think, you know, there's 15 minutes of fame for this whole thing. Mm. And, you know, right now, if you were to say, all right, who's the biggest celebrity this week? Maybe this person would have won the contest. And that's the Jeff Lowe guy from Tiger King.
Yeah, but when he gets mauled next week, everybody will forget about him.
Exactly. I mean, I really feel like the 15 minutes are ticking on that guy. And I also haven't watched it.
So third place.
And
goodbye, yeah. Goodbye, you.
Third place. All right, so then second place. Great interview. Obviously had a great story to tell, and you could tell that he's a fan of your show.
Wow.
He made several comments about things that have happened on your show and how he listens all during the bear season. And look, I love his music. I have his albums. I have his CDs. Dennis DeYoung, second place.
All right. Yeah. Nice.
It's down to two, in my opinion.
Astronaut!
So, I feel like as far as overall star power, and look, Arruzioni was great. He's a sports hero of mine. Obviously, we all grew up and we were watching that, and that's such a big sports moment. And Singletary is a hero of mine. But when you look at overall star power, this guy has done multiple voices on the longest running TV show ever. He's been in several movies. He's been in several TV shows. He had recurring roles on Mad About You and Friends. And he also did the Twitter part of it, which that's what has been forgotten a little bit, was that there was a Twitter side to this where the celebrity with his blue check mark was supposed to tweet at ESPN Chicago and tell us that he was coming on. And he did that. So I really feel like the winner of the biggest name drop is Hank Azaria.
Yeah, all right. Woo. All right, Mike, great work. That's a good summary
I
think very fair for our first go-around with you.
I think that's fantastic.
And I believe the guy that got that reached out to Hank on Twitter.
Him. Right.
I think he's on the other line.
Yeah, all right, let's put on Jeffrey, who did get Hank Azaria on. Jeffrey, you are the champion. Congratulations.
Cheers as well. Please, no more Jeffrey. Jeff only. It's driving me crazy. I had to change my profile after that.
Oh really? Thank you. Okay.
Wow. Well, we have the same problem with Meller. Jeffrey with his wife, Jeff to the guys.
And I call him Jeffrey too, so I'll refrain from asking. That.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
So how did you go about getting Hank Azaria again?
I was he was probably one of 40 that I went for. I went on everybody's suggestions. I tried Gaga. I tried Jerry Seinfeld. I tried Scottie Pippen, Derrick Rose. I've had a real busy week of work this week. So, yeah, it's good.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you reaching out for us.
That's fantastic. Too bad he couldn't get Seinfeld, though. Comedians in Cars with the radio on.
I would love for him to be on it. He's in my top.
I thought you guys would appreciate the Brockmire.
Absolutely.
And he was great on Trubisky. Do we have the audio from the Trubisky stuff? I know we had a rejoin of it. It's just to refresh everyone's memory. He plays the character Brockmire, and it's a sportscaster who I didn't know has gone sober because I mentioned about what booze he's drinking. About,
yeah, exactly.
This is though, when it came down to, he asked us to do some sports questions for him. Hank Azaria is on the line and joins Waddle and Sylvie. Hi, Hank.
How's it going?
How are you?
This is Jim Brockmire. Now, I got a show on IFC that maybe seven people watch, and he's a sportscaster. And if you even though not many people watch the show, it is a tr- tremendously awesome show. It's very highly rated on Rotten Tomatoes. And I thought I'd give you some sports takes, if you like, as Jim Brockmeyer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, are you a Mitch Trubisky fan? I mean, we're big Bears guys, and we're worried about our quarterback, Mr. Brockmeyer. So what do you think about Trubisky?
I'm not a Trubisky guy. Nobody outside, I got news for you guys. Nobody outside of Chicago is a Trubisky guy.
Nobody in Chicago is a Trubisky guy these days.
Either. No, I think only your general manager is a Trubisky guy.
So that was great.
That's good time.
Jeff, good stuff. Thanks, you.
Jeff.
And enjoy the
Congrats.
Meat and gambling, okay?
Yeah, we're going to donate those the meat winnings. I'm going to do a little something for the people at Community Hospital in Munster, Indiana. So I'm going to donate that. I'm going to definitely hit up Hawthorne Gym to, you know, triple my 250. And, you know, thank you. Come again.
Thanks, Jeff. There he is. He's donating the meat, Meat by Lynn's. Great stuff from them. And we appreciate the partnership
this
with them.
Fun.
And getting the word out, too.
Nice job,
they're going
boys.
Direct to consumer. EatAngus.com. Hawthorne Racecourse. Remember, while there's no live horse racing now at Hawthorne, you can bet on every race across the country by using their new app.
Gulfstream and Oaklawn will be running tomorrow.